Get ready for the next religious campaign in Boston. Rising health care costs. The group that chanted, prayed, and sang for passage of the state's health coverage law says it's now time to rein in health care spending. The Greater Boston Interfaith Organization launched a campaign yesterday. WBUR's Martha Biebinger listened in and joins us this morning with a review of the first meeting. Good morning, Martha, and thanks a lot for coming in on this Monday.
Good morning, Bob.
So how important is it that this group is getting involved in the great debate about rising health care costs?
Bob, listeners may remember that GBIO was very active in lobbying for the state's health coverage law. I can still feel it in my eardrums, the effects of that singing, chanting, and praying bouncing off those marble statehouse walls. And GBIO, along with Healthcare for All and a few other health advocacy groups, have decided to make sure now that consumers have a say in the debate about healthcare spending. So their track record makes this significant. But it's also important, Bob, because here in Massachusetts and across the country, we have not had an organized movement of educated consumers or patients saying, here's the way we would trim healthcare spending. And if that develops here, it will be important to the national debate as well.
So why are they getting involved? And why does the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization see this as a religious issue?
Right. Doesn't seem very obvious up front, but they see it as a social justice issue. They say rising health care costs are eating away at the income that people have for all kinds of other discretionary spending, that employers can't hire more people or give adequate raises because much of their profits, if they have any, are going to health care premiums. And we see all the time municipal and state services are being cut because spending on health care is increasing 3 or 4 or maybe more times faster than the rate of inflation.
So for the sake of discussion, let's call those compelling reasons. But there's a huge difference between supporting coverage for the uninsured and then rallying members to hold down health care spending. What are they going to chant? What will the bumper sticker say?
Well, it is hard to imagine, you know, just say no to fee-for-service or how much was your MRI. Healthcare for All is using the message better quality care costs less, but even that's hard message to absorb because it runs counter to the way we think about healthcare. We think better healthcare costs
It's also
more.
Not very catchy.
It's not catchy, right. So this first round of team leaders that gathered yesterday was kind of split on how hard it will be to explain healthcare costs, to kind of sell this campaign to their congregations. Here's Karen Ann Zion with the First Church in Cambridge.
There's a great need for people to actually deal with this on a personal level. And so anything that we can do to help congregants as well as to help the larger community, there's a great appetite for that.
So Ms. Zion thinks that there is a lot of interest. Debbie Wengrovitz from Temple Isaiah in Lexington would agree, but she still thinks it will be a very tough issue.
I think it is hard. I think you can look around and see there are a lot of smart people who have worked on this for a long time and are still having problems.
So what's the strategy here, Martha? How will the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization help people understand the issue and then persuade them to get involved in this campaign?
They're starting, Bob, by building a team of leaders who will take the information that they get from a lot of briefings and conversations back to their congregation. They're also asking members to wrestle with what will it mean to spend less on healthcare? That's the ultimate question here, right? Yesterday in these small groups, the congregation leaders were given a role. They were a primary care doctor, an employer, an uninsured resident. And they had to decide with a limited pool of money what services to include and what they would leave out of a healthcare plan. So, Bob, now we're at the moment where they're all sitting around a table staring at a wheel that shows what they've included and what they left out. And we hear from the facilitator, Barbara Burke.
Who's worried about the future now?
I have an elderly parent, and we're taking care of him at home. And now I don't have the resources to do that.
I'm worried about pharmacy because I'm diabetic and I'm probably going to need more medication as we go on. And
what would you give up to get pharmacy?
I think it's not what I would give up. It maybe would be what other people would end up giving up.
And Bob, Michelle Mitsumori, who we just heard from there, sums up a problem that people have with this issue. It's not what I'm going to give up. It's what somebody else is going to give up. You also heard there from Chuck Koplik, who's worried about losing home health care hours for his elderly parent. You can see how these discussions get tense, even when people are role-playing. In real-life conversations, they can really be explosive. So while we'd all like to think that if we start spending money more efficiently on health care, we won't see our expenses double in the next 10 years as they're projected to do, we probably will face some limits. And one thing this campaign will do is help people start to think about what they value most in healthcare, what they can live without.
And what's the goal here? Is there a particular piece of legislation that the group is thinking about?
They aren't there yet. They're really at the point of educating people to try to get to some sense of common values or common principles. Now, of course, if Governor Patrick rolls out legislation in January, as he is expected to do, then there'll be a lot of pressure on everybody, the consumer groups, the doctors and hospitals, and everybody to weigh in, to say, are you there?
Another important piece of the healthcare debate that WBUR's Martha Biebinger will continue to follow. Martha, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.